Sitka's Performing Arts Center is attached to the high school, and its utility expenses are covered by the Sitka School District, but the connection ends there. Sitka voters bonded to build the $18 million facility, which opened in 2008. The 608-seat auditorium was designed by San Francisco theater architect Sergio Fisher, and he considers it one of his best. He spoke with KCAW's Ed Ronco during a visit to Sitka in 2013.
Is it unusual for a community like Sitka to have a facility like this?
Highly unusual. We do design a lot of high school theaters around the country and in major cities like Los Angeles, San Francisco area, the New York area. And in my opinion, this is the best the best high school theater we've ever designed. And so to have a community of, is it 8,000, 9,000, have a theater like this is very, very unusual. And I'm sure people from around the states who come to perform here are probably shocked when they walk in here.
Fisher said that he designed the room around its acoustics, and the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, which manages the facility under contract, has fully exploited its capabilities with concerts of every kind, from cloggers to concertos, fiddlers to Freddie Mercury. That last, of course, was a Queen tribute show, which followed the Pink Floyd tribute show and preceded the Ziggy Stardust David Bowie tribute show.
And so it's always important to have a qualified person in charge of the Performing Arts Center.
Roger Schmidt is the director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
You don't want anybody that's untrained operating any of the rigging or operating the electronics, for example, or even the lighting system. You know, having a qualified technical theater director at the PAC is a necessity.
For the last year, the Sitka Performing Arts Center has been operated by a recent graduate with a Bachelor's of Fine Arts degree in theater performance from Midwestern State University in Wichita Falls, Texas. The manager was working under a provision of immigration law that allows foreign graduates to spend a year in a practical training program. Hoping to keep him employed for at least another 3 years, the camp worked with an immigration attorney to apply for an H-1B visa, which covers non-immigrants working in specialty occupations. The camp provided literally reams of evidence, over 300 pages, but it didn't pass muster. The visa was denied on the grounds that running a theater was not a specialty occupation requiring at least a bachelor's degree of training, and that the title alone, technical theater director, did not make it so technical that advanced training was required.
We believe that's a misunderstanding of the field. It's not unusual for people to misunderstand, you know, the type of qualifications and training it takes to do various positions in the arts.
Schmidt says there's an appeal process which likely would have landed in the lap of the same person who denied the H-1B to begin with. Consequently, the camp's legal firm, Anchorage-based Nations Law Group, chose to go to U.S. District Court at no cost, naming U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland and several other top officials as defendants. Schmidt says the camp isn't trying to bring down the government. Rather, it wants to negotiate an outcome that reverses a decision that doesn't seem to make sense. The camp isn't seeking damages or any award other than legal expenses. That doesn't mean that the Fine Arts Camp hasn't been hit hard. The visa was denied at the beginning of the summer session when over 900 elementary, middle, and high school students from all over Alaska and the country arrived for courses in everything from dance to improv to even technical theater. Schmidt says they've been stretched thin to cover the position, and they are getting by, but he's not about to let a skilled staff member slip through the cracks of a bureaucracy that doesn't quite get it.
Not only are there very few people that can do it, have the training, but furthermore, it's really, really hard to bring people to Alaska.
The Sitka Fine Arts Camp filed suit in the U.S. District Court in Anchorage on July 7th. The agencies named as defendants have not yet responded. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.